Okay, in episode two of this series around business and dyslexia and a bit of neurodiversity, a little bit of ADHD, a bit of everything in between thrown in, I wanted to talk about my story from a business perspective because it might play into something you've experienced. You might be thinking of starting a business and you can take a few lessons. I've talked about my story before many times based on when I found out I had dyslexia, ADHD, etc. But here's how business started for me. So when I was, I probably should play the intro music, right? Okay, let's do that first. Let's go. Okay, now let's dive into my story. I just get so excited. I love business. It's, when I talk about business and neurodiversity, that is my happy space. I just love it. And so this happened from a really early age. I was always the kid who was trading stuff at school. I always remember the story of my mum coming to me and telling me off because I managed to trade a broken Super Mario watch back when, like, a watch with a game on it was pretty amazing. I managed to trade a broken transformer for one of those from a kid in school. I was negotiating, trading, and I won the trade. But let's just say the kid's mother wasn't too happy that I had won such a trade. So came around to our house and told me off a little bit. And so had to give back my prize. But I was always that type of kid. I remember trying to start concerts at school. I called up agents of popular bands in New Zealand and tried to organize them for a school concert. Didn't quite all pan out the way I wanted. But I always remember talking to these guys that, you know, many wouldn't even dare ring up. I was on the phone. I had no problem, no issue. I was going after it. And I tried a bunch of different things in business all through my youth. And it just kept me interested. I took different classes on entrepreneurship. I was very lucky they existed. And I dabbled in things like business studies, learning how the wheels worked. I never really wanted to be employed. I didn't really like the idea. But like many of us, I did get a job. And so for a good 5-6 years, I was working in things like retail through to banking services and insurance. I did a bit of all of these things and got my first taste of business when I became a self-employed insurance advisor at about the age of, 24. And that was the first time I'd had to manage my own finances. I had to learn how to do a bit of tax and all these interesting things. And I had to learn how to live on commission, really, because it was a commission-based role. So I could eat what I caught. I also did some telemarketing sales, selling those terrible products online. That really taught me how to create an offer and what worked and what didn't, and also what ethics were. Learned a lot about ethics through that process because then they are not always the most ethical companies, but you don't always know that till after. So after that experience of all of that, and that was all really when I was pre, say, 24, 25, give or take. I always get the age ever so slightly wrong, so don't hold me to account on that one. But after that, I ended up going to a internet marketing seminar. Now, this is one of those fancy 2-day seminars where they get you in the room. They teach you stuff. They get you all excited, pepped up. I actually, to be honest, I think they're amazing because, they actually give you an emotional connection to what you're learning and get you to do something that's out of your comfort zone. And when done in the right way, when you actually buy courses that work for you, they're actually a fantastic experience. They change people's lives, in my opinion, and it definitely changed mine. I ended up sitting in the third row with one of who now is my business partner, a guy called Bryce. And we were both at the same seminar, and I was sitting there going, I have no money to buy this course. It wasn't a cheap course. I can't remember the exact amount, but it wasn't a cheap course. And he was a bit older than me. He was in his late 40s, early 50s. At the time, don't quote me on that because he might get a bit grumpy with my age check there, but he was a lot older than me at the time. And he said, I'll pay for it if you do it. And I said, whew, that's an interesting one. And agreed to it on the spot. We got into the application process. They said, go for it. And we dove in. And that got me into the world of digital marketing and how do you sell things online for money. And so I learned a huge amount. It didn't last too long. The course, a lot of these course systems are short-lived, but we made enough to make our money back, which was great. And it also gave me a new lease on life. I went from being someone in the insurance industry to someone being in digital marketing, which I just loved. And from that point, I couldn't turn back. You know, I started building websites for friends and testing that skill out. And I remember selling my first one. I think I got $5,000 for it. And I was stoked. You know, when you kind of say a number to someone and you think they're just going to laugh in your face. And this guy said, no, that's okay. How would you like it? Bank transfer? And I said, yes, that sounds good. Here is my account number. And there we went. It showed me what was possible. And I had so much passion and energy. And I think that's the key with dyslexia. If you've got passion and energy for something, you can do it for a very long time. And over the years, I got better and better, and I learned a lot along the way. I won and I failed. But what I did find I was really good at, and you probably hear this in the podcast when I'm talking about stuff like this that I'm passionate about, is I put all my energy into this. I really love it. And I loved teaching people about how they could use websites and online marketing to get their story out there, to build businesses, to do so much. This was when internet marketing was still relatively early. Not the earliest, but it was a lot earlier than it is today. And so as I realized I loved teaching people and helping people and supporting people, that really played into my business or businesses. Now, I tried everything. I tried selling online products, website design, search engine marketing, you name it, all of this geeky stuff online. You know, I ended up having a business where I took on three business partners. We had this massive office. We were closing big deals. It looked really good. But because I was so naive and so young in my dyslexic mind, I wasn't really very good at talking to myself and saying, what do I want? Is this what I want? Am I enjoying this? Because I'll tell you, the minute you stop enjoying something, you don't want to do it. And this is very common with a lot of people, but I think for dyslexics, we're so emotionally connected to what we do. If we've lost passion for something and we're forcing ourselves through it, it is really obvious. We don't really hide it at all. It is very, very obvious in every part of our lives. And that was where I got to. So I ended up leaving the business and it all fell apart. I lost everything. It was quite an experience. But what I didn't lose was what I learned. And so I was able to walk away, took a couple of the team members I had, and started a very small little company just run by myself. At that point, once you have an issue with business partners that it doesn't work, you just don't want to work with business partners for a while. Now, at the time, this wasn't Bryce who I'd originally met in the course. This was another group of guys. And so I carried on. I built up a company called Just Results, another little website business. And it started to tick along. It started to make money. It was profitable. I then started a virtual staff business, hiring Filipino assistants for entrepreneurs. Now, at the time, I didn't realize probably majority of those entrepreneurs were dyslexic or had ADHD. They were like myself. They didn't like to do the day-to-day repeating stuff. And by hiring a Filipino virtual assistant at a fraction of the local price, they were able to actually have someone look after and help and support them through their journey. And that was really cool. I really liked helping people with that. And I built quite a big business really quickly. But then again, a huge lesson was learned from that, is that I managed to grow at such a pace, I didn't have the back-end operational piece working. So over time, and in quite a short period, the business kind of fell apart. As I got more and more bored of what I was doing and not having asked for help or getting the right team members around me, it just fell apart. And that was a lesson and a half. It was a big one I'd learned. You know, going through this, I never had really stable relationships. I was always a bit erratic with all that stuff at that time in my life as well, which definitely didn't help the story, right? And so, yeah, that was a massive lesson in asking for help, learning about timelines, everything I said in the last episode about starting a business. And so that business kind of ticked along, and it never actually went away. I still own the brand today. We still do a little bit of work in that space, but nowhere near what it was when I started, when I had that energy. That dyslexic ADHD superpower energy that people have when they kick a business off is priceless. as long as it's directed in the right way. It's kind of like a laser beam. Like, we are the most amazing lasers in a company, but it only works if you point the laser at something that needs to have the laser pointed at. If it goes off track, it doesn't work. If it burns out, doesn't work. So it's about finding that balance of real success. And the people that I saw over that time that were winning were people that found something they were passionate about and they loved. And that was really important to them. And so, long story short, I ended up selling Just Results, which was my little web design agency at the time. Little one-man band with a bunch of subcontractors. Made a bit of money off of it, got really excited about that. Bought myself a car, wasted a bunch of money, as you do. And over that time, I was also running big-scale events. So I loved that event company so much, I ended up getting thrown in the deep end and started running my own events. And that was really fun for a while. Had a couple of years of doing that. I love my brain being challenged by different things. I can't do the same thing every day, every year. It just doesn't work. I don't enjoy it. You know, I can sometimes do it really easily, but it just doesn't give me the passion that's required. So through all of that, I was building businesses up. I'd also built a digital forms company. You can start to see the dyslexic side of my brain coming out. I was always coming up with the next big idea. And this is so common with dyslexics. There's always another good thought or another idea or another brainwave. And the challenge is about knowing which ones to follow and which ones to put in that parking lot. And I've gotten much better at that over the years. But at the time, I was here, there, and everywhere. Some worked, some didn't. Some I got shaky on and left too early because it was just, I was anxious. There was so much happening. I'd done the bit I was good at, starting businesses up. And then I got scared and ran away when more risk came in. And that's very common. You know, if you're not sure of it or you've taken on business partners that you're not 100% with, that seem great at the start but not later, this happens a lot. It also plays on the experience you've had to that point. And so after all those businesses, myself and Bryce actually decided to start a web agency together. Now, he was an accountant by trade, similar thinker, all being said. And we've had Virtual Innovation for 8 years, which is the current company I run. Now, this company started with a big bang and we knew what we wanted to do. And over the last 8 years, I've learned a lot and I've calmed down. I've found the model that works for the business. I found ways of coming up with what the business requires and not just chasing every shiny object, which is really important. I don't have to go after the next thing. I can park it in the corner. And one thing I learned about businesses is understanding the model that runs them. And for many dyslexics, it's numbers are not always our favorite thing. You know, Richard Branson's really famous for saying he didn't know the difference between net and gross profit until someone explained it using a fishing reference and a fishing net. You know, he spent most of his life not knowing that. When you think about how wealthy he is, it's amazing, right? Many of us don't like that stuff. But I created a budget system that worked for my brain, involved, as you can imagine, a lot of color and emojis. And I was able to actually build a model or build a flow of what did I have to do in the business to make the money I required to have a really healthy and happy life, to pay my mortgage, to do all that fun stuff. And once I started to learn that and worked out I could predict it, I could actually build a business that was as predictable as a great job, but also as exciting as being an entrepreneur. And that was really the gold of what I've learned over the years. If you can kind of find that amazing balance, you know, you can do so much more in your life. That's really where it all comes down to. And, you know, there's a lot of little tricks to learn. There's a lot of experience in there. Like, I've had well over 16 years, it feels like, of experience. And being dyslexic, it's probably like four lives in that 16 years I've lived. It feels like it's so much more. Sometimes it feels the opposite, feels like a lot less. But in this case, it feels like a lot more. But I've had many years of experience and learnings, and I've probably not covered everything. There's a heap of things and heap of stuff in that journey. Ups and downs, things where companies went under, things where I've bought companies out, you know, lessons I've learned on repeat that kind of get instilled in your gut. And you can use your intuition, for what we're well known for, to actually use that understanding in the future. So I just wanted to share, guys. Hope it's giving you a little bit of insight into business. Haven't even touched on the truth about dyslexia podcast and where that came from, but we'll leave that for another day. If you want to hear that story, flick me an email via thetruthaboutdyslexia.com. We've got a form on there. And if I get enough interest, I'll record that podcast. But I'll be back next week. I'm going to do a couple more business podcasts for those interested. If you're not interested in business, listen to the rest of the podcasts on the deck. There's heaps there. And have an epic rest of your day.